Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Sana IE. I'm your host, XO. It is Tuesday, man. I'm hyped right now. You know, the play-in tournament is starting today. If you're an NBA fan, you know what I'm talking about. We got two good games on today. We got the Pacers and Charlotte Hornets, Jordan's team. And then we got for the nightcap, we got the Celtics versus the Wizards. And I'm going to let y'all know what teams I'm picking within this play-in tournament. And then we're going to get deeper into the NBA playoffs when the play-in tournament gets settled. And I'm going to let y'all know my picks throughout each round. But welcome to the show. If this is your first time listening, I'm your host, XO. Welcome to Sun IE. Right here, this is where we really work on ourselves and really better ourselves mentally and financially. Mental health is a big thing to me, as well as financial literacy. And those are the two key components that I really try to focus on with each episode, displaying different things. As well as today's episode is going to be about mental health. I'm going to discuss how to cope with trauma when it's just been triggered. We all feel like we all have different type of traumas in our lives that we've deal with over time, and just some ways to cope with it when you're triggered again. Because I know past trauma resurfaces when you get triggered by certain events in life. So I got that, as well as things that we need to stop postponing ourselves, and three habits for a productive morning. And like I said, I'm gonna discuss my NBA picks for this play-in tournament. But welcome to Sana IE, and I'm gonna get started with the quotes of the day. My first quote is, the only things I regret and the only things I'll ever regret are things I didn't do in the end. That's what we mourn. The past we didn't take, the people we didn't touch. And in life, there's no regrets. But let's start like this, with this quote. Look, depending on you, no matter how old you are right now, look 50 to 60 years ahead, or maybe 50 years ahead. I'm gonna do myself, look 50 years ahead. And don't have that, as you're looking 50 years ahead in the future, what are things that you wanna do right now that you know you'll regret later in life that you won't be able to do? And really picture yourself of that age, 50 years ahead, where you're in your late 70s or late 80s, and you're looking back, reflecting on your life, and thinking about what you accomplished in your life, or what you wanted to accomplish in your life, and think about how you can do that now, but looking in the future. Meaning, let's say you're 80 years old right now, thinking like you're in your 80s, and you're thinking about reminiscing on your time. You're telling your grandkids your stories of what you did during your time, during your high school years, during your college years, during your teen years, and just those stories and everything. And just think about the stories and the memories that you want to instill in them, and the knowledge that you want to tell them of the things that you accomplished over your time, the successes that you had. So with this quote, it's like, in the end, don't regret anything that you want to do now, that you could be doing now, that you have to, you can get up and do now and put your mind to in doing, versus in the end, you like, damn, I regret that I didn't work out enough, or I didn't eat right at the time, or I kept putting this off time and time again, or I kept procrastinating at something that I wanted to do, but time just caught up with me. So it's like, in the end, you can't, don't have any regrets about what you should have done. Just do it now. And once again, the quote is, the only things I regret and the only things I'll ever regret are things I didn't do. In the end, that's what we mourn. The past we didn't take, the people we didn't touch. And my next quote is, respond intelligently, even to intelligent treatment. Respond intelligently. Even to intelligent treatment. Meaning, people are gonna try to get you out of character. People gonna assault you, belittle you, and do different things towards you, but you can't let that, their treatment, their behavior, get you out of character, get you down about who you are and what you do as a person. So you gotta respond intelligently. And sometimes, you know, you hear the saying, kill them with kindness. And that's what you have to do, because some people are going to treat you unintelligent, going to treat you bad over time, over life, whether it's bosses, peers, coworkers, friends, family members. It's going to happen over time, but you have to learn how to respond intelligently to them and to those times, and know that, yo, kill them with kindness. That's what it comes down to, because at the end of the day, it's all about how you respond and not the other way around. But with that being said, I'm gonna give y'all a brief break, and I'll be right back with Sana-I-E. So we're gonna discuss how to cope with trauma that has just been triggered. We all go through cycles in life, stages in life, mental health stages, where sometimes we're doing good, sometimes we do bad, and then sometimes we get triggered from past, maybe childhood trauma or childhood that happened in our teen years that brings back memories that resurfaces with certain triggers throughout life. And sometimes we may, our old coping mechanisms really don't work anymore. So we're trying to find different ways to cope. And I found like a few ways to cope with trauma when you've been triggered. One of the things I found is practicing a grounding exercise. For example, practice the 5-4-3-2-1 mindfulness exercise. This is where you slowly breathe in through your nose and out your mouth, while bringing awareness to 5 things you can see, 4 things you can feel, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. Practicing this grounding exercise brings you back to the present moment, to this moment right now, to where you are and who you are, and you weren't in that past, in that trauma stage anymore. But it happens. You get triggered over time, and you need ways to cope with it, and figuring out still day by day how to cope with certain traumas from childhood to different traumas throughout life. Number 2 is repeat a mantra to block out the intrusive thoughts that don't serve you. 1, I am safe. This too shall pass. My life is more than this moment. I am patient. I am healing. And different mantras that you tell yourself, that you can tell yourself to uplift you from that moment, from that trauma that has triggered you. It happens. The trauma happens, but it's about embracing that moment and figuring out, okay, this is how I can cope with it. And coping with it over time, as well as having other people in your life that help you cope with the trauma that you can reach out to. Maybe you have a coping coach, even though I don't think that's a thing, but a coping coach, to where they go, you can go to them and have different ways to cope. Or maybe you need to vent about what happened or what's going on, and just need somebody to listen to about a trauma that you face that you've been holding on to. It's good to open up a vent about anything that you've been dealing with internally or even mentally. Don't think you're alone in anything that you're going through. Number 3, engage your senses to bring awareness back to the present. This may include aromatherapy, stretching, yoga, dancing, or even chewing gum. Just bring your awareness back to the present moment. Most things like stretch it out, do what you gotta do, stretch it out, dance, put your favorite song on, go and dance, and do that. Maybe chew some gum and just really bring yourself back to that present moment, to where you're not thinking about that trauma anymore or letting that trauma trigger you. Number 4, release yourself from unrealistic expectations. A flashback doesn't mean you are back to where you started, or you'll never be free from the past. Healing isn't linear, it's complex. Be patient and kind with yourself as you progress through this journey. And that's the biggest thing, being patient with yourself and kind to yourself through anything that you're facing. That's the first thing. You gotta be your own supporter in the beginning. You gotta be kind and patient with yourself, and know it's complex being when you're healing from a certain trauma. Healing isn't going to be a straight line. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be complex. It's going to be good days. It's going to be bad days. But the thing is, you're making progress over time, getting out of that trauma, getting out of that sunken place and seeing the light and seeing yourself for who you are. So release yourself from unrealistic expectations. And those are the four that I found how to cope with trauma when you've just been triggered. If you know of any yourself, or if there are any things that any ways you cope, or any coping mechanisms you have yourself, reach out to the show, sanae.com, or email us at sanaepodcast@gmail.com. And I'll greatly appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to get into the next segment. But first, let me give you a brief break. Thank you for tuning in to Sanae. You're back. Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. The next segment that we're going to be discussing is things we should stop postponing. Number one, stop postponing telling people that you love them. If you love somebody in your life, you got somebody close, you got somebody that you really, truly care about, tell them that you love them. Don't be like, oh, I'll tell them tomorrow. Tell them every day that you see them, every time that you see them, every time you end a conversation with them that you love them, so they know that you love them. Stop postponing that, thinking that people, oh, they already know that I love them. No. Let that know. Express yourself and let them like, hey, I love you. I love everything that you do. I love that what you bring to my life. And let that person know, versus just like, nah, I'll keep it in. Maybe I shouldn't tell them. No, I shouldn't tell them. No. Open up, express yourself, and let that person know that you love them. Whether it's a friend, a family member, a business partner, somebody that helps you out on a consistent basis. Just stop postponing telling people that you love them. Tell them in the moment. Tell them now. The next thing is having a good cry. And you're like, having a good cry? Yeah, having a good cry. We have so many achievements in life that we really, our life moves fast. And it's like, we need to really celebrate our wins, celebrate our successes, and having a good cry for an accomplishment that you did. And letting that cry out, letting that out, and really expressing that cry and feeling that gratitude for what you achieved in that moment. Whether it's dropping some weight, executing the final, doing a great business meeting, coming up with a good business plan, having a good cry, whenever you feel like you need that good cry, just let it out. Don't hold it in. The next one is apologizing when we're wrong. We like to postpone it, like, oh shit, I was wrong in the moment, and you just want to, like, oh, I'll tell them later. Like, no, you can't tell them later. When you're wrong in the moment, apologize in the moment. Versus holding it back, because it's like you're holding it in, thinking about a different time to say it, when at the end of the day, when the day is over, so should be that thing that you did to where you have to apologize for. So don't postpone apologizing for your actions or for something that you did that offended or hurt somebody. Next one is stop postponing asking for what we deserve. You know what you deserve. You know what you need in your life. So don't postpone that. Like, nah, maybe I shouldn't ask for that. Or maybe, do I deserve that? Keep questioning yourself. No, stop postponing and just ask for what you deserve. And you know what you deserve. Next one is stop postponing making important decisions. Those decisions are needed. They will help you grow. Stop postponing them. Next one is stop postponing taking care of ourselves. This is a big one, people. Because when it comes to our health, we like to postpone it, like working out or eating right or doing something of that nature. We like to put it on the back burner instead of doing it now. It's like, why not do it now? Start now. Now is the time for us to do it. So start taking care of yourself now. Don't postpone it. Don't say, no, I'll do it tomorrow. No, I'll do it next week. No, I'll do it next month. Stop postponing it and do it now. The next one, stop postponing setting boundaries. Boundaries are good. Set boundaries for people in your life and everything in your life, so you know, so they know where they stand, and not to avoid or invade your personal space or your boundaries to where you're like, yo, I need this personal space, or I have these boundaries that I have set to keep my peace within my life. So stop postponing that. Set your boundaries if you need to set them. Next one is doing things that bring us joy. Whatever makes you happy, whatever brings you joy, do that. Don't postpone that. Don't hold it back. Do that now. The next one is spending time with people we care about. I think on a weekly basis, we should take a friend out. Take a friend out, take a family member out, go on a lunch date or something like that and spend time with that person, see how their week's been, see how they're doing this month, see if there's anything you can help them with, and just sit there, have some food, and vent and talk and just communicate with each other and just spend time with people you care about in your life, whether it's your mom, your dad, your uncle, your cousins, somebody, a friend, your best friend. Spend that time with the people you care about. And as well as another one is stop postponing forgiving yourself. Whatever you did in the past, whatever you did last week, whatever you did today, forgive yourself and move on. Don't hold that back. Don't let that hold you down. Don't let that weight, don't carry that weight into the next day, next week, or next month. Let it go. Forgive yourself. We all fuck up. Failures are a part of life. They help us grow. So let the failure happen. Forgive yourself for what you did and grow. Let it grow. The next would be accepting ourselves. Accept yourself for who you are. Stop postponing it. Stop saying, I'll accept myself when. No, accept yourself now for who you are, everything that you've been through up to this point in your life. Acceptance is key for you to grow and move forward and move on and for you to reap more blessings and benefits in your life. Accept yourself for who you are. And then we have the last one. Stop postponing gratitude. Gratitude. Be grateful for everything and everyone in your life, everything that happens in your life on a daily basis and every moment, everything that comes into your life, be grateful for it, that happens within the day. Be grateful for the ups and the downs of the day. Be grateful for everything and everyone, and just always be grateful. Practice gratitude when you wake up, practice gratitude during lunch, practice gratitude at night, being grateful for everything in your life. And that is that segment for stop things we need to stop postponing. And then I'm gonna hit y'all with my next segment, three morning habits, as well as my NBA picks for this play-in tournament tonight. Appreciate y'all tuning in.
And we back.
This week, I want y'all to really check in with yourselves. It's Tuesday. But tomorrow's midweek is Wednesday. Check in with yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, and see how you're doing. See how this week's been on you. And start doing that on a weekly basis where you check in with yourself and doing a self-inventory and see how you're doing. Because life happens. Life is hard. We deal with a lot of things that we don't have the time where we check in with ourselves and see how we're doing in the moment. Instead of we just go on and take the things on the chin and keep rolling and going through life instead of taking a break, pausing and really seeing, okay, how am I doing this week? How do I feel about this situation? How I feel about a certain person? How do I feel about myself? How do I feel in this moment? Where is my energy most up? Where is my energy most down? And really just checking in on yourself and see how you're feeling and seeing how you're doing versus just going through the days and through the times and through the cycles. Really check in with yourself and see how you're doing, as well as check in on the people you care about and you love and see how they're doing versus being totally consumed on your day-to-day activities. But now, we're going to talk about three morning productive habits that we can do. The first one, when you wake up, tap into the dreams you had and write them down. We all have dreams. Some days we don't dream, some days we do. Whatever dream you had the prior night, write it down. Have a dream journal and start writing out your dreams. They'll be key to your progress in life, because your dreams are trying to tell you things and stuff that you sometimes you forget about when you wake up and start getting into your morning routine. You forget about what you dreamed about. But before you get up, when you're in bed, just check a reflection to see, what did I dream about last night? And then write it down in your dream journal. Number two, write down what you're most thankful for and express gratitude. When you wake up, what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for this morning? Are you grateful for waking up? Are you grateful for your bed? Are you grateful for your pillows? Are you grateful to have a roof over your head? Are you grateful to have a running faucet, running water? Are you grateful to have electricity? Write different things on a daily basis what you're grateful for and express gratitude for. Like, close your eyes and be grateful for everything that you have. And the last one is, set an intention for your day in the morning. What is your intention for the day? You can start and do this tomorrow. what is your intention for tomorrow when you wake up? Then, once again, the other ones were, write down what you're most thankful for and express gratitude. And the last one, tap into your dreams you had and write them down. Get that dream journal, write down your dreams, set your intentions for the day, and write down what you're most thankful for. You can do all that in the dream journal. You can write this, make this your morning journal, where you write down your dreams, where you write into what you're most thankful for and express the gratitude within it, as well as setting your intention for the day. Like, tomorrow is Wednesday. Like, this is my intention for Wednesday. This is what I want to do. And set that intention and really go about it, accomplishing that intention, what you want to accomplish for the day. And that's the three that you can start, like I said, tomorrow. But now, tonight, we got the play-in tournament for all my NBA fans out there, people that love the NBA, the NBA talk. We got tonight's big game. The Eastern teams are playing. Indiana Pacers versus the Charlotte Hornets, and then the Washington Wizards versus the Boston Celtics. And me personally, I got my picks, the two picks I'm gonna pick right now. And the first game, I got the Pacers. Sabonis has been doing his thing, and Pacers, I feel like they're gonna really grind it out and get this win, even though the Charlotte is a young team. But I feel like they need another year before they make the playoffs and really get that, they need that veteran experience on their team, that veteran knowledge. As far as the second game, Washington versus Boston, I'm gonna have to go with the Wizards. I feel like Russell Westbrook is gonna come out and make a statement in this game versus Celtics, especially that the Celtics don't have their players. They ain't got Tristan Thompson. Kemba Walker's out. Marcus Smart's up in the air. Jaylen Brown is out. They don't have their key pieces in Boston. All they got is Jalen Tatum, and he's good, but he can't carry him like that versus the Wizards. So I think the Wizards are going to come out and upset them. As far as the West, we got the first game, San Antonio Spurs versus the Memphis Grizzlies. And at the end of the day, I'm going to roll with Memphis Grizzlies. They are hungry. I saw that when they was playing my Warriors the other day. They're hungry. They got grit, and I believe they're gonna come out and stomp on the Spurs. And then my next pick, you already know, my Warriors versus LA. At the end of the day, I'm a Warrior fan all day. And I think we're gonna come out and beat the Lakers by 8. You're hearing this now, yes sir. Golden State will beat the Lakers, but I'm going to give y'all a brief break, and I'm going to hit y'all with the recap. Thank you for tuning in to Sonna IE. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And we're back. Another successful episode. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in today, that stuck around to the show, listened to the show. I appreciate you. I hope this show really helped you and elevated you of coping with some type of trauma or any trauma that you're dealing with or dealt with in your life, as well as if you want to reach out to the podcast, reach out at sonnaie.com, or as well as the email at sonnaiepodcast.com, or sonnaiepodcast@gmail.com, or even hit us up on any social media network at sonnaie. We'll be glad to reach out, as well as we want to know any like stories that you've dealt with when it comes to trauma, as well as how you cope with it and how you're coping with it now, as well as helping others around you. Seeing if you check in on people or help people out around you with certain mental health phases that they go through. So reach out to us. Don't be shy. We all family and friends here. So reach out. I greatly appreciate it. And let's get started with the recap. We started with the quotes of the day. The first quote was talking about regret. The only things I regret and the only things I'll ever regret are things I didn't do. In the end, that's what we mourn, the paths we didn't take and the people we didn't touch. So whatever you want to do, goal-wise, business-wise, career-wise, life-wise, and you've been teetering and holding yourself back, questioning, doubting, and really not really trying to take that step forward because you've been making up excuses after excuses after excuses not to take that leap of faith. Take the leap of faith. You don't want to be in your 80s, 90s and looking back and regretting the stuff that you wanted to do at the time when you had the time. So do it now and take that leap of faith, and always have faith that whatever you go in, whatever path you decide to choose, that it's always going to be, that the path is going to be grateful, great, and it'd be beneficial to you. Stay positive, think positive, and don't have any regrets in life. The next quote, respond intelligently, even to unintelligent treatment. Respond intelligently. Always think before you react, especially when somebody's belittling you, degrading you, or trying to make you come out your character. Respond intelligently. And then we discuss three different segments. The first segment, how to cope with trauma when you are triggered. Practicing that grounding exercise. Number two is repeat a mantra that blocks out intrusive thoughts. Number three, engage in senses that bring your awareness back to the present moment. Number four, release yourself from unrealistic expectations. We have those expectations on ourselves. We have those intrusive thoughts. I know from personal experience, like, we do that. We have those unrealistic expectations, and we just, like, gotta bring them down a little bit and really know that expectation that we have is just that, an expectation. We can't live in the past expecting to have a blissful future. So be present in the moment, be present with yourself, be kind to yourself, love yourself, trust yourself, forgive yourself and just love yourself and accept yourself for who you are, and keep growing as time goes on. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail. You're going to fuck up. You're going to do shit that you think you'll regret in the time, but when you look back at it, it's not really something you regret. It's just a hard lesson that you learn. So be open and accepting to life and what life brings you. Then we got into things we should stop postponing: telling people that we love them, having a good cry, apologizing when we're wrong, asking for what we deserve, making important decisions, taking care of ourselves, setting boundaries, doing things that would bring us joy, spending time with people that we love, accepting ourselves, forgiving ourselves, and practicing gratitude. Then we jump to three productive morning habits. The first one, when you right wake up, that dream journal. Tap into your dreams. What did you dream about? How can your dreams help you? Write them down. Write down your dreams. Then write down what you're thankful for, and practice express gratitude for what you're thankful for this day. Do it three times a day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's how I see it. When you wake up, when you eat, and then when you go to bed, practice gratitude. Express gratitude. Write what you're thankful for. The last one was set an intention for the day. When you wake up tomorrow, what is your intention going to be? And then I talked about my NBA picks. I'm going with the Pacers, going with the Wizards, I'm going with Memphis, and I'm going with the Golden State Warriors to win their games in the play-in tournament. And I really can't wait. I'm hyped. Wednesday, I'm really hyped for this Warrior-Laker game. And man, I'm just glad the NBA postseason is here, people. If you're an NBA fan, if you don't watch the NBA, tune in. You'll see why we love it so much. But I appreciate y'all tuning in. Check out our Patreon, www.patreon.com/Sanai. It'll be in the show notes. Check out the website, sanai.com. Leave a review. The more reviews, the more 5-star reviews, the more notoriety we get on the show. Share this with a friend. If you listen to this right now, just share this on your social media. Share it with a friend. I'll greatly appreciate it. It'll help the show. It'll help us. And what else? I believe that is it. I'll be back again with y'all on Friday. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Love you. And I'm going to leave y'all with this. Money is numbers, and numbers never end. If it takes money to be happy, your search for happiness will never end.